Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is a day that the Lord hath made. Another beautiful day. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. And I was thinking about why I am so happy, and it's because the sun is out and it's finally warm. And for those of you that live up north, you understand what I'm talking about. It is finally starting to get nice out, really nice every day. Enjoy these moments because the cold will come. Just be thankful. Do the things that you want to do in this life. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. And be not entangled again with that weight or that yoke of bondage. You have the freedom to go where one wants. Be thankful for that. Christ died that we can live this way, have the spirit, have the new spiritual nature. It's a great day, regardless of what's going on. But today I was reading in Hebrews chapter 3, which talks about not having a heart of unbelief. If you go to chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest." As you go through this chapter, the next chapter, it talks about how we are to live to enter into that rest, but it has to do with believing and unbelieving. Believing is having faith or having a firm conviction in that specifically what you hear. It's hearing the word, it's hearing God. Once you have that believing, that faith, you can have the opportunity to enter into that rest. And I understand what this means now. It took me a while to get there, but if you could see where we started, and you know, if I walked through my whole life to get to this point, where we are in a state of receiving right now, it's a state of absolute blessing. Absolute blessing. And there were years and years and years and years of work without I felt like gathering. It was just labor, 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 and no fruits of that labor. And yet it's starting to come. It's starting to be poured on. It's not really starting. It has become poured on. And there is such a thankfulness that you get into, such a state of peace where you're not affected by everything. You're not affected by the outside world like you were. God is going to take care of you completely. But this talks about having that faith. Don't harden your heart like the day of the provocation, especially when God is showing you constantly how much in your life he is blessing you. I want to jump over to verse 12 of chapter 4. "For the spoken word of God is living and strength and powerful, which is strength and effectual in operation, and sharper above any two-edged sword, passing through even the active dividing of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner or skilled in judging of the thoughts which are the emotional motives or the emotional revolvings of the mind, and the intents which are what are in the mind of the heart, which is the seat of your distinctive character." The spoken word of God will cut through the emotional will, what you're emotionally thinking. It's going to also open up the secret motives of your heart. What are you thinking about and what's in there deep? This word will cut through it and will hit it, especially if you're not thinking the right thing, if you're not motivated by the right motivation. It'll cut through it. Godly grief worketh a change in your moral position. It's going to work in you to change who you are morally. It just works like that. But I want to go over how powerful and effective this word is, how sharp this word is to go to this. If you go to verse 9, "There therefore remaineth a rest day to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he hath ceased or idled from his own works, as God did from his own. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man should fall after the same example of unbelief." We are so blessed. We are so blessed, and we are to work to labor into the to get into the rest of God. We are not to be, it is not to be chaotic. Your life is not to be chaotic and without cause. We are to strive to enter into the rest, having the spoken word of God in you, cutting through, dividing the exact, the cutting through the act of dividing of your soul, your spirit, your emotional will, who you are, the seed of your distinctive character. It'll change your life. And that's what this word does. Apply a verse and see what happens. It'll move you into the rest of God. And when you get there, you will be thanking God over and over and over again. And I know this because I'm going through it. I came home last night after playing golf, and my whole house, we had got a new pantry and all this stuff. And I came home and it was like laid out. The lights were on, the candles were lit. It was so beautiful. And I was so thankful for God, because I have lived in a place where I didn't have that for 20 years. I didn't have a place to put things away in. I didn't have a place where it was my home. I have that now. You will have it. Continue to go to God, apply verses in your life, and watch what happens. It's going to start to cause effect. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't pray to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for the family members that are going through everything out there right now, my sister-in-law specifically and her family, and I just pray for that situation, that you bless him and bless his wife and everything that they're going through. I thank you again for just for my family and for having everybody around and everybody in good health. And I thank you for those moments. I thank you for each and every day, the things that you give us, to be able to walk with you and to hear from you and your word, and just how wonderful it is. I pray for each and every one of your believers, that you take care of them, you bless them. And Father, I just, again, just thank you for just every single moment. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.